on this episode of Ben and Clark Gas. Wait.
Yeah, that's what it's called.
Yeah, that's it. I'm going to have to say this one again.
Start this over. Yeah, for that, for everyone.
On this episode of Ben and Clark Gas, we talk about big, fatso, okay, Cupid sluts.
Hot and ready.
HPV.
AAA car repairs.
Wiener transplants.
Cheez-It slut.
You guys like that stuff? Or any of the other stuff that we usually talk about? You're going to like this episode of Ben and Clark Cast.
Fuck yeah. Settle in.
Do it.
This is the Ben and Clark Cast, episode number 7 with Ben, me, and Clark.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, we're back, and after a short hiatus, I don't know if you guys were all playing by the numbers.
What's the theme at this point? There seems to be a hiatus between every episode.
Yeah, what we try to do is we plan a hiatus to happen in between each episode, and then you guys can take a break from us, and then you have no reason not to listen.
You should just call the show Hiatus and then never do it again.
Who's that sultry voice on the third mic?
We only take hiatuses.
Right, yeah. Those those cherished words of wisdom come from Shannon Hatch, as you may recall from the last episode.
Yes.
That was, only a month ago.
Yeah, Shannon.
It was a fun one.
Yeah.
Shannon's a comedian. She has her own show, or she did. I guess we'll get into that.
Yeah, who knows?
She'll have another one coming.
I still do. Yeah. It's just not airing.
It's on hiatus.
We're on hiatus.
Yeah, we're all on hiatus. Don't worry about it. You guys can catch us on the Hiatus Radio Network. It's on the internet. You'll just check it out. It's good.
You can find all of... Go ahead. You can find all of Shannon's comedy goodness at twitter.com/ Cheez It Slut. Just like it sounds, but spell it, because I don't know either.
Oh, yeah,
CHEEZITSLUT.
There you go.
Cheez It Slut, hyphen.
When
Look
we only
up.
Have like one thing written down to actually say, we all want to say it at the same time.
Yeah,
so
we all want to be
step all over our lines.
we all want to be the guy that, in case like a radio guy's listening, is like, that guy's professional, and then we get one of us gets hired and says, see you later.
Yeah, and then the other one has to just brood with bitter. Now, I'm probably going to be the one to brood with bitter, because even if I get the show, which naturally I'm going to get the show.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because everyone listens to these things, especially.
Oh, yeah. You just shoot right up one podcast and you're golden.
This is actually the quickest we ever got set up, which I'm proud of. But we still were late. And part of the reason was because my car ran out of gas, which is really retarded. Anytime that happens, it's obviously because you're being irresponsible, which I am a lot. And now
I'm shocking.
Beating myself up about it. Yeah. And but I had a gas can amongst other random bullshit in my trunk, and it had gas in it. So, but I pulled off in like the worst possible exit. It was a really long exit, and there were many signs in bright yellow coloring that said, do not stop here. And it was
ever
very narrow road. Yeah. So, and also.
So there were no like gas stations around, or you just pulled into like a.
Yeah, it was like the Barham exit where you have to get off and. You're not immediately on the street.
No, you're not.
You're still on freeway. I
exactly.
Mean, people are going 70 as they passed us by.
It's technically an off-ramp. It's really long, though.
I know. Yeah, that is.
And I didn't think that gas can was in there, so I thought I was going to have to call AAA once again, which would be my third
time.
So
you called AAA. I've called AAA when I ran out of gas.
Well, I actually have it, so.
No. Yeah.
No.
Have AAA?
Yeah.
What do you think? I just call them for fun?
Well, see, that's the thing that I did. Like,
were you just bragging that you had AAA?
It sounded like that, but I really
listen, guys.
Really wasn't.
I'm gonna let you guys know I have AAA.
Yeah, I do this kinda, little podcast.
I actually have it, so yeah.
Yeah, we all have AAA because we're all lazy and we all make mistakes.
I actually don't have AAA, and I think that's probably one of my biggest mistakes. Because,
but you have enough friends with it.
That's exactly what I do. Is I mooch off their AAA number.
Exactly.
And I just tell them I don't.
All you need one or two friends with AAA,
You only get those however many courtesy ones, right? Before they
before it starts adding up, and then it's extra charge. Yeah, I got I was positive that I had gas in my car, and it just wouldn't turn on one day, and had the tow truck come out to get me, and the guy was like, "Are you positive?" And I go, I let my, because I will go way below E. Like, my car can, once I hit E, I still have, I'd say, a week's worth of drive, or what I thought was like, a good amount.
Once you take a hit of E,
I take a hit of E.
Yeah, you start rolling.
I felt like such an asshole. He towed me to the gas station, and just while it was on the tow truck, I filled it up and then just drove like off the tow truck.
Yeah.
I was like, yep, that's thank you. Yeah, that's I could have walked to the gas station. The gas station was like 20 feet away. I was like, I didn't realize. Thanks.
You have to ride.
He just pushes it into the.
Yeah.
You have to ride with the tow guy. Have you ever gotten like a creepy guy or anything like that? Or
every tow guy is creepy. You always expect the worst when you get into a tow truck. Yeah, no, I've that's happened, but no, nothing. Never been raped.
What makes
that
me think
I
of
remember.
This?
Oh, congratulations!
Thanks.
This girl I went to college with, like, she.
So
was,
my voice isn't too high.
She was talking about really getting really drunk one night, and they were in a cab, and the cab driver was fucking with him, her and her friend in the back seat, and he wanted to suck on her toes. He had like a foot fetish, and she let him, which is the sad thing.
Wait, yeah. The tow truck driver actually?
No, it's a cab driver.
Oh, the cab.
But
oh.
just driving.
Oh yeah,
servicemen.
That's okay.
I wasn't paying attention. I should. Start.
I mean, that's just the tip. You don't have to tip him.
Yeah.
Here's that's true. It could have resulted in a free fare. I don't remember the details.
Well, that's
but.
Actually good. If someone wants to suck on my toes in exchange for a ride, I mean, that's fine with me.
I think I would do that without question.
Well, ass or grass is the policy typically, you know?
But, I mean, he's sucking on her toes, so, I mean, that's...
Yeah,
that's,
what a she doesn't have to give
I mean,
much
sure,
up.
That's
yeah,
true.
A gross
that's
guy can
there.
Suck on your toes, and it doesn't matter. I mean, it's all...
I mean, it still would feel, I'd imagine, very creepy. Have you ever had your toes sucked on?
No.
By a gas or a taxi driver?
Anyone.
No, yeah.
No, just anyone.
Oh, yeah. I think it's awesome.
It really is very weird.
Well, it makes more sense for chicks to get it done.
It's not weird. Like, anything else, like, if you were to put your finger, like, that's not weird, but somehow it's insanely intimate.
Yeah, like, I
really
like,
odd feeling.
I like going over to, you know, friends' houses for barbecues in the summer with my flip-flops on, kick off the old sandals, and then their dog comes by, starts licking your toes.
All right, well, that's not quite what I'm talking about. That's not intimate. That's
well,
just
is it,
disgusting.
You drop a little chili dog on there, and they just come by.
But whose matter of perception? Whose fault is it that it is so intimate for you? Like, were you raped with a foot when you were a kid or something?
No,
like that?
I don't know why. I mean,
held down and forced to suck a toe.
No, but I'm sure
a
I must have. I've had some exes that were just into it, and it's a weird feeling. It's not like a normal like. Here's my toe. It's not a big deal. Like it's very.
They're into it like significantly enough to like bring it up.
I know the way it feels on your foot.
No, but
it,
do they
like?
Are they into it in the sense that like they're like, hey, like this is what I like.
Or yeah, I mean, I never dated anyone that was like, oh my God, your foot, you know, but like,
jizz in his pants.
You know, you're with someone long enough, you're like, well, what else are we going to do? Right. You know, take your fucking sneaker off and let's go to town.
Stick your foot up my ass. What else are we?
Is it weirder to suck on a toe or have a toe suck?
I would imagine it's worse to suck on a toe, especially as a female, because you're only getting male toes,
a guy's
and those
toe
are
is just
like
gross.
At least
a
guy's toe
like
is gross, and there's so much like toe hair on it, and God knows they don't keep up.
Yeah,
with,
I mean, I got a big toe too. My feet are
and
probably
calluses. You guys have calluses and blisters. Yeah. There's never anything good going on in there. So no, I prefer to have my toes sucked than to suck a toe.
Plus, my toenails always look like I just kicked a rock. Like barefoot, you know, just
yeah,
that
no, they're yeah,
snaggle tooth.
Yeah, you
like
really
you know
that
you know when you put a sock on and like it catches all the strings on the way down.
There's
like
nothing grosser. There's nothing worse.
Oh, that's
feeling.
that's your fear factor sort
yeah,
of.
Yeah, yeah, I really don't like that.
That's hilarious that I hit on it. That's such a random thing to. Like
it
when
is.
You hear the noise or when
well,
it happens to you.
Well, it's just even when it happens, but anything. Oh, I don't know why it's. I mean, I don't mind nails on a chalkboard. I don't mind all the. But for some reason, when you have like a broken fingernail or toenail and it catches like in your hair, you know, when you rub your finger through your hair or. That's my like really kind
of
gets me.
Just sort of
me.
Like shredding something. I mean, your toenail gets caught in the sock. And
oh,
it just pulls
I hate
on
even
that
thinking
elastic
about it. Yeah,
string. Oh, it's weird. And it's always your little toe too. So it's always just like bending it backwards, and it's just oh man.
Yeah.
What a terrible thing to have toenails.
But did you
toenails?
Say,
yeah.
Did you say you someone sucked on your toe though?
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, anything. Oh. I guess. If I mean, if
I mean, I've never done that.
Yeah,
I just think that's funny.
If it's gonna suck on my toe, I'm cool. I'm cool with it. I don't care.
No, I'll tell you why I'm not. Because even though it might be pleasurable and like you know theoretically it's nice to have I guess anything like done to you sexually, like if it's something about, you know if it's a part of my body that personally grosses me out, like my toe or my ass.
Exactly.
Like I don't want you know.
Yeah.
It's not without warning.
Even if they're into it.
Yeah, I encourage them not to. I'm always like,
please
you know,
don't.
You shouldn't do that. And then if they want to anyways, like, whatever. Do whatever you want. You're a human
How many
being.
Girls are banging down your door trying to suck your toes that you're
listen,
like.
Listen, Missy, it's okay? You haven't seen these toes. There's these fetish
contrary to what you just
let's
said.
Let's keep it that way. keep that shoe in your later you wouldn't on, say in your pants.
Yeah,
but
later on
work.
The show, my shoe's going to be taken out of my pants.
You go to Casual Encounters on Craigslist and put in snaggle fucker, and then you find girls that have a fetish for like shitty toes.
Yeah. I'm sure that's out there.
They want me to put my feet inside their socks and it's just pull them off.
Yeah.
And then the little fuzzies stick in between the
toes.
Oh, and
God,
then,
never
know,
good.
I feel like we've brought this up before, but I can't remember now. But I remember running across this message board once where it was people that had a fetish for giving and receiving, like HIV. And then it's called like bug catchers. There was some term for it. But
yeah,
like
they're bug chasers.
Yeah. So like these guys would get on there. And I think part of it was just, I don't know how many of them would actually meet up. Maybe it was just almost like a fantasy thing. But they would like talk back and forth and say like, yeah, I want that your disease in my ass veins or whatever.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Although I can kind of understand it because so many people, like a lot of women think it's like, or not even just women, just in general, unprotected sex is a little like, well, you never know
what
could
happen.
And it's a little, it's not just hotter because it feels better. It's hotter because it's more dangerous.
Because it's fucked up.
So I can see where like really messed up people would think, oh my God, like maybe I do want to catch your disease. You know, like it's maybe I'll get pregnant, but like, no, this is way worse.
But none of us did. In the wake of National Test Yourself for HIV Week last week, we all got tested and we're all negative and clear, right?
Oh, let's. Did you guys really go get tested?
I think I know you well enough to at least sense that was dripping with sarcasm.
No,
I don't know if the sarcastic part was that we definitely didn't get tested or that it was actually get tested week.
That's I was curious about. Yeah. I knew you didn't get tested, but I didn't know if we were supposed to.
Oh, you just assume.
One guy likes to get his toes sucked by the neighbor's dog, and then all of a sudden he doesn't like to get tested for HIV because he's scared he probably has it. That's not true.
No, you don't get tested yourself. You wait until somebody tells you to, and then
unless there's a reason.
You donate blood at the Red Cross,
and if they say, "Well, this isn't going," cutting it.
Yeah, of course I haven't tried to.
That's
prostitute
exactly what
in
you do.
Africa, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Straight people don't get it though, unless you're a needle user.
It's a myth.
It's like,
or black.
Yeah, I mean, it's,
I'm a white lady. I'm just fine.
Plus, like, there's cocktails there at this point now. Where I mean, it's basically just like, you know, it lays dormant basically.
Yeah,
he still
lives.
Yeah.
If Magic Johnson doesn't have AIDS, then neither do I.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And that's what I'm. That's what
that's,
I'm.
That's
to
like bordering on conspiracy at this point. As long as he's had it and it hasn't affected him particularly.
I
adversely.
Want evidence that he had it to begin with. I thought it was just a play to get.
What,
like,
you think AIDS paid him to come out and be like, all right, I'm going to be the poster boy for your disease.
Magic Johnson,
it won't look so gay anymore.
His career was slumping. He needed something to boost it up, so they needed someone.
Then
some
they should have gotten Jordan.
Yeah. Oh, with AIDS?
Yeah.
Well, he already
if they wanted to sell AIDS to kids, which clearly they were trying to do.
You want
to
have a hook
I'm
shot
saying,
like
get
Magic.
A Jordan. Get a Jordan to be the face of your disease.
I remember around that time, it was so tasteless and so funny. I probably barely got it in fifth grade, but the back cover of a Cracked.
AIDS?
No.
Oh, remember those?
I barely
cracked
got it.
Magazines.
You can barely get it. Yeah, the back of a Cracked magazine, there was this picture, and it had Magic Johnson going up for a slam dunk, and he had like plastic gloves on his hands, and all the players were like hiding themselves.
That is hilarious.
I don't know if Mad
so
goes that far.
Up.
That was
and
like,
then it had you like folded it together, and it was just like a smiley face with a factory with a pollution coming out, and you're like, you got AIDS from the pollution in the water that you're drinking, because it's a social message. That's what they're telling you.
Have you guys? I've never. I mean, I was on this goofy reality game show on G4 a couple of years ago, and it, you know, technically required some amount of physical tasks or whatever, so you had to do a full physical to be on it, and they took blood, they made you run on the treadmill like Michael Douglas in The Game with all the shit on you.
Oh, God.
And, like, took all your stuff. And I mean, I'm assuming if I had AIDS, they wouldn't have let me do the show, you know? So that was my AIDS test
by
default.
No, that's the way to do it, yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, I have to go to the gynecologist, and I don't know that she tests me for AIDS, but, you know, you do get your vagina scraped off, and they test you for shit, and I just imagine I would
they,
hear
they slap
I would
on
hear
a new
something.
One after that?
Do
you get your pussy rotated? Like
yeah,
tires?
Yeah, exactly. Like, you get it rotated, so, you know, I'm good for another couple years.
Now the minora is where the majora was, and you're good to go. Boy, this one has some real wear and tear on it this time around, Shannon. Yeah.
Yeah, that's my strategy, is just never to get laid, and then I don't have to worry about getting AIDS. And
no, that's the way. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a choice. It's
a great choice.
It's not my choice.
It's not the most fun choice in the world.
Of course, yeah.
One of my
everyone else has chosen that you're never going to get AIDS.
Yeah, yeah.
It looks like you'll never be.
one of my temporary excursions into like subgenres of porn at one point was like doctor visits gone inappropriate. So it'd be like a chick in the stirrups, and like there would be a woman gynecologist, and like she's checking her out, and the whole thing's so funny from the get go because obviously the acting's bad, but like they don't even research real medical terms. Like you can tell she doesn't even know how to use like the forceps or whatever the hell. Like she's just kind of like poking around.
That's called a stethoscope. Yeah, Mark. You don't even know medical terms. Why don't you research your topic before you start talking about it?
Right in the same boat. Yeah, same wheelhouse.
Forceps, you idiot.
And then like she's checking around. She's like, "Oh, you look good. Like let me get in a little closer here." And then she starts eating her out. And like it's just like we were talking about earlier with unprotected sex. Like it's hot because it's so inappropriate. I mean, it's never once occurred to me, even if I had a woman doctor, like having sex with a doctor at the thing.
Yeah, if that were to ever go down, that would be, I said go down. Yeah. Uh-huh, let's count it. First pun.
Yeah, yeah, go down.
No, there would be nothing sexual about that whatsoever. Yeah. Like it, because you're really, when you are in that chair, especially with your leg spread and stirrups and how like, it is a scary position to be in as a woman.
Have you always had women?
Yes, I have. But I've always had women.
There's lots of men.
Plenty
too,
of men
right?
do it. Yeah.
I mean, would you be uncomfortable with that, do you think? Like,
you know, probably not super uncomfortable, but why risk it? You know?
Yeah,
kind of like
know
why you know, why take a cab with someone that you look sketchy? Like, you know, I don't know. Why even get into it? There have been enough stories and enough bad doctors that have come out, and it's, you know, no need. Yeah. No need. I'll stick with the ladies.
Why take your Toyota to the Chevy dealership? They're not going to know what to do. Yeah, sure, they're all cars. I mean,
that's the other thing. It's like, what if you do have a weird problem going on down there? Are you really going to want to turn to, like, a dude and be like, all right, man, I've got a yeast infection or whatever. What if you have a... It's like, that's just weird to him and gross, you know? At least a woman could relate to that.
It's all Japs, but the Toyota Japanese people are better than the Chevrolet Japanese people. I don't know. Is Chevrolet an American car still? Are there even American-made cars anymore? I think Chevrolet and Ford are. But
I think China owns 60% of Chevy or something like that. So, yeah, or Hummer.
China owns us. Like, your OBGYN owns you every 6 months.
She totally owns me, man. But it's so
right
sexy.
Right in the snatch.
Right in the snatch.
So, you know, you were saying that there's bug chasers, right? There are people that are out there
apparently.
Yeah, they're out there looking, but maybe they're just looking for love, you know? Maybe they're just out there looking for love and kindred spirits, you know? Someone with the same bug as you.
See, that makes sense to me. I have, like, if you had HIV, I would only look for another partner who already has HIV. Then if you hit it off, just fucking let it happen. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, don't look around. You found your match.
I remember reading, at least in the somewhat earlier days of HIV, that if you have HIV and you have sex with somebody who has HIV, like the bounce back like can actually make both cases worse.
Are you serious?
But really, who gives a shit at that point?
I don't
anyway.
Think. I bet that's false.
It might be.
I bet that's fucking propaganda from fucking people that don't want people with HIV to have sex. Doctors saying no, it'll get worse. Why would it get worse?
Yeah,
you can't catch a disease again.
You don't get more HIV.
You don't get more of it. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if it like inflames it or. I mean,
that was always my I always had a cure for AIDS was just to inject them with more AIDS, so then the AIDS would fight the AIDS because you know AIDS mutates. That's why it's so hard to cure it. So
I just don't believe you right now. I feel like you could be making this up.
Listen, AIDS will fight AIDS to the death, and and if you don't die, then they will. AIDS.
Injecting
AIDS. You're dead, motherfucker. That's my. There's a campaign against AIDS. I'll start it right now. Magic
He's got his doctorate on the wall.
I've got Michael Jordan. I've got Manute Bol. They're all Manute Bol. He's from Africa. They all got AIDS there.
Everyone. Yeah.
I mean, right? Most of them.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, it's
You're real. You're left out of the party if you don't have AIDS in Africa.
Yeah,
like, you know, no one even wants to hang out with you.
In sub-Saharan Africa, in NASCAR, like AIDS vaccines or AIDS medicine are actually a sponsor on the cars. Like, it's just so common. Like, there's different companies competing against each other. Yeah, it's all over, dude.
Yeah, like here, teenagers are always trying to get, you know, cigarettes and beer. Well, down there, everyone's trying to figure out how to get more AIDS. And then I don't think it's hard. I mean, all you have to do is probably use the public washrooms or...
Yeah.
some sort of.
They're not getting the message as well as they should be.
Someone should tell them that AIDS isn't cool. Okay, AIDS causes disease.
AIDS doesn't cause disease. Oh, yeah. AIDS is a disease.
Oh yeah, they should.
Aren't you a doctor?
Yeah, they should put the big ugly teeth on the side like they do on cigarette packages now. You know, so then
they're not doing that quite yet, are they? Have you seen what they're going to do with cigarette packets?
Yeah.
Holy crap!
And I saw it in Canada. They did it in Canada.
They do it in Canada, but they're bringing it here by 2014. Every cigarette packet, 50% of it is going to have like a dead body on it or something. It's like really gross.
Cool. It's like they
like
took
mouth cancer, like pictures of really gross things. Stomas.
I wonder if they're going to co-op with Rotten.com. Remember there was like that sick gore site from back in like middle school and it was called Rotten.com. I think it probably
had websites in middle school? How old are you?
37 years old. I'm 28. Well, I mean, maybe.
I was going to say, you seem younger than me. I'm 29.
Maybe it wasn't middle school.
No, probably. It was like right around middle school.
He was 42 when the internet came out.
I have my internet modem and it goes, I have to dial in with my treptophone.
Yeah, rotten.
Remember treptophones, guys?
No.
Treptophones.
What the hell is a treptophone? That sounds like what's in turkey that makes you tired.
Yeah, treptophone. Yeah, exactly. After Thanksgiving.
Tryptophan.
All your relatives would come and circle around the computer, and then you'd have to dial into the internet with the tryptophone, and then
everybody gets in fights.
Oh, it's terrible. It's terrible. It's fueled by booze and food. So, I don't know if we wanted to jump into this, but it was going to be a really good segue, not Subway, not the sandwiches, not the transportation system, and also not the segue, the transportation system, but the thing you do to go from one topic to another.
Transition,
Really, it's not even one topic to another because we were still discussing this. It's the fact that people have a place to go when they have a disease and they want to find someone else with a disease that is just like them, and it's a dating website for people with diseases and special.
That was Rotten.com?
No, Rotten.com was just a sicko gore site that they were going to put. They're going to co-op with the cigarette manufacturers to put the ugly, disgusting dead people on.
Gotcha.
And that's probably what they should put on, prostitutes in Mexico or any other third world developing country.
You mean they should tattoo the prostitutes with dead people?
Yeah, or just like really just super glue the pictures on them or something like that, really to give them an idea of what the gross obscene things are going to be turning into.
I'll be honest, prostitutes are gross enough. I don't know that they need super glue or tattoos to make them any grosser. That's not what's going to be turning these men away. Let's face some facts.
Street prostitutes, not the high class call girls. They're supposedly clean as a whistle.
Supposedly.
They shower a lot more often. Yeah.
I don't think showering is going to get rid of your diseases.
Yeah, if you could shower chlamydia off, I'd probably get it just to try.
Well, and it all goes back to, even as much as obviously you learn about STDs and stuff and it only gets more, widespread, like the knowledge of it, like I'm hard-pressed to think of too many sexual scenarios I've been in where either party's inquiring about STDs. Like, either people just don't care or you're just in the heat of the moment. Like, you don't, there's not a whole lot of, like.
No. Well, that's the thing. When you're in the heat of the moment, you're really going to bring down the moment with, so, man, are you.
Yeah, there's no good time to ask.
There really is no good.
You can't do it during dinner.
It is difficult. No.
I've got my binder of medical records
man, this
next to my bed.
This lasagna is scrumptious. Yeah, you got herpes? Because I was looking at this lasagna and I thought, yeah.
Ugh, yeah. Boy,
it shouldn't be that tough to bring up in this day and age when supposedly, what is it, like 1 in 4 or 5 people have herpes?
It's even more for HPV. Herpes might be about that.
HPV
yeah.
is one of those things. I mean, that goes away. I had HPV a few years ago, I've gone back.
Can we isolate that and just play it over and over again?
I had HPV. Everyone I know, every girl I know has called from the fucking gynecologist crying and been like, I have HPV.
It's very
common. The only
common,
thing
yeah.
with it is that it can cause ovarian cancer, like, or whatever. I went a year later, gone. It's gone.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell HPV is. I don't know how I got it. I don't know how I got rid of it.
Papillomavirus, right?
Yeah, the strains. The strains that cause cancer are the most dangerous ones, and they're the ones that are not related to they have no tie in to genital warts. They won't produce those.
Yeah, no, I mean, and it's, and the, I don't think men can even tell when they have HPV.
Yeah,
it,
you have to have symptoms.
Or it even affects men because it causes ovarian cancer. So what the fuck would you care if you guys
have it? Yeah, there's such a thing as penile cancer, but it's like literally 2% of men like every year. Like it's really rare.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But there's a comedian, Australian comedian who's really hilarious, Jim Jefferies, and he had a bit about it. Where he had HPV and it, one of the, I don't know, he got some kind of like, you know, little tumor thing that ended up being whatever malignant or dangerous, whatever the term is. And,
Sorry.
And he had to get, you know, it was a problem. So he had to go get it taken out. He has this like 7-minute long bit about how they're putting him down this table and the nurse is trying to distract him while they cut like a piece off of his dick.
Whoa.
And, that's like, awful.
Yeah. It's really funny.
Awful.
But that's so rare. Like men are lucky in that way. Yeah. Like, cause the,
how can you tell then at that point? I mean, there's no like visuals, right?
I mean, no, it's like, I mean, it's probably like testicular cancer where I guess you'll feel a lump. Like I think you have a lump on your dick.
Yeah. If there's a lump on your penis, you can't miss that thing.
Yeah. And that was his joke is he was like, I went to the doctor and the doctor's like, yeah, like, you know, these penile, like, even though it's really rare and it's dangerous, blah, blah, like, we always catch it really early. Like, you have a lump on your head, you let it go 6 months. You have a lump on your dick, you're right to the doctor. Like,
yep.
So, yeah, that's why it's not even that dangerous, particularly when somebody even has it, because it gets treated really early. And it's so funny, too, like, just to think about how many times I've just, you know, been convinced I'm, like, dying of cancer, but I just still won't go to the doctor because I'm lazy. Like, something hurts.
Yeah.
Really bad, and like it could be something bad, but yeah. Fuck it. Yeah,
but yeah, what are you gonna do? It's not like you could afford to treat it.
No, I mean, I actually can. That's the sad thing. I'm just too lazy to like, I just think about like, if I go to the doctor, I know there's gonna be paperwork. I know I'm not gonna know how to do it.
Oh, you're gonna be in that waiting room so long.
Yeah, and I don't wanna ask questions, God. So I hope I pull out of it.
Yeah, at that point, you'd rather have cancer than go through all that shit.
Yeah, they're gonna tell me something's wrong, and I don't really wanna know that right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm cool with just believing it's not.
So there's a site, though, that where they you were getting into that, like,
well, yeah, it's sort of like this dating site, and I know that I know that some people nowadays a very popular thing to do is go on the dating sites, and I know that in addition to the standards, you know, eHarmony and Match.com and these sites that are very standard and probably sterile and I think
the mainstream online fuck sites.
Yeah. There's places out there for people just like you and I who have who knows how many diseases and maladies.
But well, potpourri.
Just looking at the two of you, I'd say a combined 3 diseases.
Yeah, I mean, I am crawling with STDs.
I just pictured you being brutally honest with a girl like you actually are responsible enough to have that conversation. You're like, who knows how many diseases? Throw up your arms. Like, just
I mean,
take
God.
A crack at it.
Yeah. Your guess is as good as mine.
Yeah. I mean, most of them got to be asymptomatic. I don't think anything's wrong, but yeah,
I pull out just like one of those spinning wheels, like a wheel of fortune. I just give it a twirl, lady, and just guess, just wear whatever you want, but make sure you get a couple shots in the morning. But it's called Prescriptions for You, and you can find people with. I mean, and they think they have a problem with people going and looking for these people with diseases, but it's for people who have all sorts of diseases. Because let's face it, guys, dating is tough these days, especially if you have some sort of. Disease.
So something.
Yeah,
festering.
I can only imagine. I don't even have any diseases, and it's pretty fucking tough.
Right. A festering something on your whatever.
But so that sort of led me towards more. I mean, I was kind of curious about dating sites and wondering if there's more niche sites out there because I've taken a look at some of these dating sites. I'm not able to really bring myself to get a profile because it's just like throwing yourself into this abyss of people who are lonely just
so
like me.
So it's too many people out there for
too
you.
Too many. I need to really narrow down the field, okay? And I really need to focus myself on something more specific. And I don't know. What are you into? Are you vegetarian?
Fuck no.
No.
Are you kidding me?
Of course not. Well, then vegetariandating.com is not the one for
not
you.
Not for me.
That's,
no.
That's one too. Right,
my my parents own a cheesesteak place. They're from Philly. And so, they make cheesesteaks for a living. Really fucking good ones,
yeah,
too.
So you'd
Philly cheesesteaks.
You'd be disowned. But are you
My God, like, yeah, no way.
As a rebellious teenager, you'd make like Philly cheesesteaks out of celery stalks and things like that, like just to show them.
No, see, I never even got... I mean, I did rebellious things, but yeah, eating meat was never...
Your parents,
I was not leaving that alone.
Your parents got really creative with like a Philly business to start, like cheesesteaks. Like,
well, they're from Philly.
They were going to manufacture Rocky statues,
but
they decided...
Not from- No, they decided to make $1 million a year. They have the best restaurant.
I didn't say it wasn't lucrative. God, don't get so fucking offensive.
No, it's really like they moved to Virginia and we're like, you know, from Philly, we're just gonna start making cheesesteaks. It's in the shittiest area of town. Like you would be
the best taco trucks
to go inside. Like right now, there's a methadone clinic next door. It's like literally there's no, you won't even probably see a white person in there. It's actually scary. I mean, people have gotten shot in my parents' restaurant, and they still like no one. That community loves that sub shop so much. They respect them so much. They'll never steal. They'll never anything. They want. They love my parents, and it's one of those like, it just worked out, man. It really did. Like I don't know.
Some gangbanger's like bleeding out. Extra peppers.
Yeah.
Like he still
they
eats a sandwich
that.
On the
it's
plate.
It's just it really is that good.
Put the cheese whiz on there, right? Yeah. Is it cheese whiz or
they
is
don't
it
do
just
cheese whiz?
Cheese.
I mean, I love the cheese whiz. Ugh. You know, I've had that before.
I'd rather have the real cheese.
No,
by far,
I mean
yeah.
That's what my parents. Yeah, they, I mean, you have options for cheese, but it melts so well that it's like it could be cheese whiz.
Well
you know,
cheese
yeah,
whiz.
They don't do any of that like unmelty shit. Like it's that's. I started working there when I was 11 or 12, like peeling onions and shit. That's what I came up doing.
Well, that by far makes you the hottest girl in history to ever drop a fryer, because usually like any sort of
you know what there were we messy, didn't even have fryers.
Yeah,
my,
well,
my
any
brother's
kind of
restaurant
greasy preparation.
Does.
Yeah, you don't really see hot broads doing that typically.
No,
mostly,
well, I was only 12, so hopefully you wouldn't have found me attractive. Well,
see, we're talking about this on the way up. Yeah. I'm. If there's one thing I'm horrible at, it's telling how old girls are. Like, I have no clue. Like,
really?
Yeah.
It's hard now. It's hard to tell how old anyone is.
Like, it's like that scene. I don't know if you guys, you know, have seen Raging Bull recently enough to remember, but he gets busted towards the end because he lets, like, a 14-year-old chick in his club. And I think he ends up, I don't know if he ends up having sex with her. I think it's kind of implied, but he's like, you tell me that girl looks 14? He's showing the picture to the cops, and she has, like, makeup on.
That's hilarious.
And, like, I mean, technically, he's got a good point. Like, they could, I mean, I think, like, a 14 or 15-year-old chick could easily, some of them could easily sell, like, 18, 19 or whatever.
Totally.
If they had, yeah, if they acted a certain way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, tell that to Roman Polanski.
Yeah. Right. Well,
well, I think he was well aware.
That's why I always card.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Yeah, 70s chicks didn't look like
You know what? There should be cards for fucking diseases. Like,
that's
you know,
a good idea.
That is a good idea. You know, because you can card a girl to find her age out, but you should have to be a card carrying, like, this was the last time I got tested. It was whatever. It was 6 months ago. But even if you know, all right, 6 months ago, if you were clean then, they should have some kind of card for that.
Yeah, and in fact, why even stop at a card? Why not?
Put it on your license right next to organ donor.
Yeah, like a litmus
herpes.
Test where you can just, like, you can just take this piece of paper and stick it to their sweaty forehead, and then, like, and then it'll turn green if they have something... specific or yellow if they have
like on $100 bill or something, like, all right, you're one of them.
Yeah, or in fact, let's just send them to an island. Let's have specific islands for
all right, we're gonna lose a lot of good men. We send everybody to an island who's got a disease.
It would help too, because, like, you know, there's a long list for, like, dick donors, and if some guy with, like, a really nice healthy looking cock died, but then next to it, like, the herpes thing's checked,
that's
like, not this
shocking
cock.
Too
yeah.
Organ donors for men with really small penises.
Oh, yeah. Can you have a wiener donation? I mean, is
I've never heard of that, but it shocks me.
They'll get there.
They will get there.
They're going to grow
probably,
them with stem
there's
cells.
There's probably, you know, hard for, like, you know, to get an erection afterward. Yeah. Like, there's got to be complications like that.
They're
going to
grow.
God, I mean, there are penises out there that are so incredibly small that they look like baby penises. I've actually seen one of them.
What?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But usually on, like, a big fat guy, right?
No.
Really?
It was on a regular...
No. Really? Like a muscle guy?
He was
then?
A borderline celebrity, too.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Not really celebrity.
Well, you know.
He was a member of the Jackass franchise.
Surprising.
Dead
it
guy?
Must not be Chris Pontius.
I was No.
All the time.
I was actually 16 when I saw it, and he was in his 20s, so it's probably illegal to even bring up. But
Roman
it was
all over the
insanely
place.
Small. And I mean, like, the second it came out of his pants, he apologized.
Well,
like, the first thing he said was, "I'm really sorry about this."
Damn it. I hope it's one of the guys that I don't like, because and also not
you
the
might
guy
not
who,
even know like
yeah, also not the guy who's dead, because
not the dead one. Yeah. He seemed like he had a pretty big one. But yeah, no, they exist. And it's like, if it's that small, I would, I think I would have surgery.
Yeah. Well, I'd be a candidate for the first one. I'll take the first one.
You'll take one for the team.
If a big wiener guy dies and he wants to donate his wiener to science, I'll take it.
There you
I'll
go.
They put it on women, right? They can put wieners on women.
They can put wieners on women. Absolutely.
They can put a man on the moon. They can put a wiener on me.
Yeah, and right? here's how it gets complicated too. Is that the dick's a mysterious creature, like. It could look like a baby dick soft, but then get like huge when it was hard. So you'd have to call the next of kin and see if they knew anything about the dick while he was alive. Mm-hmm. Then you would
what
know
what if you
for
were
sure.
attracted to different women.
So that's
all kinds of things.
Because your wiener has a brain.
That's another thing the card has to have. It has to have organ donor, sexual, STD
penis
thing.
Size.
No, and then on the back it has the last three chicks you fucked and their numbers, and then you call them and say how big was his dick, and then they know if he's going to be a thing. Yeah,
they're sure. God,
we're
so much
smarter. Or they just measure your dicks when you decide to be a dick donor, and if you're beside under a certain thing, you just can't.
That should
do
be
it.
Like
yeah,
when
can't,
you sign
can't
up
donate.
For, yeah, when you sign up for the
yeah,
draft,
if you've smoked your whole
be...
life, can't donate your lungs.
Well, yeah, it's like. Manipulating evolution. Like if we keep propagating like big dicks, then everyone will have big dicks and there'll be a lot, more horrifically big vaginas, but a lot happier chicks that are getting plowed
Very
by
true.
Big dicks.
Very true.
Well, if you went on scientificmatch.com, you can pay $2,000 for a lifetime membership and they can run a system of tests, including a test on your DNA to find you the scientifically matched perfect partner for you.
Are you serious?
That's a dating site. You can get this done.
Well, it's $2,000 a year?
Lifetime membership. Well, but you only need it once because it's going to be perfect.
DNA match based on what? Like, what's the...
Well, probably your opposite.
Yeah,
let's hope.
Yeah, they claim that you'll enjoy the smell, the fragrance of your partner's sweat. You're genetically
that's important.
More likely to conceive. Women are going to achieve more orgasms.
Well, at that point, it should just be like then if you're a white dude, you better be with a black chick. Yeah. It should be the most opposite they could find of you.
I agree.
That's going to be your best looking kid. That's going to be
You should be a scientist. See,
I am a scientist.
You want to join my scientist
club? On the weekends, I do some scientisting.
Me too.
That reminds me of a creepy one I heard of where like it matches you with people that look like you.
That is too weird.
Very weird.
Like, why would you want to do that? Yeah.
Like, what happens if you're twins, or fraternal twins who...
Or even just related slightly, even down the line related.
Right.
Have a Downs kid you don't even know is coming.
Well,
I think... it's going to be a weird-looking kid.
I mean, I think the cousin fucking thing's mostly an urban myth. I think you can fuck your cousin, and even if you do it.
Well, you can
cousin,
fuck
yeah.
your cousin, but you can't give
cousin.
Birth...
Yeah.
You can't give birth to a... I mean, you can do that, but... No, I don't think that's recommended.
Well, it's not recommended, but...
Regardless, they're going to be not attractive. Even if they're not fully retarded, they're not going to be attractive.
Yeah, they're going to have teeth coming out of their
forehead. See, I don't know. I'm going to go with... I think there's obviously much more of a webbed feet quotient of risk with a brother-sister. I think a cousin...
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But still, cousin is very close.
And
may
you
not
got
be
stuff,
webbed
you got,
feet.
I mean, you can't...
But the eyes are
going to
be too
common.
Far apart. There's going to be something
yeah,
wrong.
Maybe.
Something is going to be wrong.
Maybe.
Probably. Yeah. Most likely.
Well, I mean, if you guys seem to fancy yourselves as pretty attractive people, you guys might want to check out DarwinDating.com. And this is straight from DarwinDating.com. You guys listen to these online dating for beautiful people only. Are you sick of websites filled with ugly, unattractive, desperate fatzos? We are. come to Darwin Dating, where sweat patches, nerdy glasses, pocket protectors, weird pubic hair, mullets, fishnet stockings. Well, they're okay, provided you're hot. And then they give you a link to a hot chick wearing fishnets so you know if you're hot. Saggy boobs, pasty, patchy skin, teeth that aren't straight, webbed fingers or toes, as you were mentioning.
Yeah.
Ski jump noses, which I think are personally a little bit hot. If you fit in any of those categories, let's face it, you're ugly, but you aren't alone. Darwin Dating isn't for you, but don't despair. There are plenty of ugly fish in the sea, and they're all on every other dating website
out
there.
Okay,
that's true.
How do they... That is true. But how do they keep these people off the site? What, do you have to rate them?
There's a
rating system.
Yeah, there's a rating system. And actually, I think they have a private panel of people in order to determine.
Oh, okay. So it's not the people who are on the site
elitist. Yeah, it's an elitist.
Oh, I hate everything about that. Yeah. That's disgusting.
And ski jump noses. I mean, come on. I think
have some fucking character in your face, goddammit.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously really superficial and, goofy, but... I mean, I got to be honest, like part of me wants to join it just to see if I, what people think of me. Yeah.
See if you make it.
Like, they used to have that site.
Basically,
that?
What they should say is this site has people with the worst personalities you can find.
Yeah.
Because we haven't had to develop our personalities.
Yeah, we'll call it
so
snoozedate.com.
Snoozedate. Yeah. Do you want to just talk about me on a date?
Yeah.
Great. Then fucking join Darwin Dating because that's all I know how to talk about myself.
You remember that site, hotornot.com? It was spun off into some reality show, but it was just you uploaded a picture of yourself, and then everyone who signed on to the site, like you would just scroll through pictures, and there would be a 1 to 10 rating.
Wasn't that
thing
referenced in the Facebook movie?
It might have been. I haven't seen it.
And then didn't it probably lead to many like high school suicides or something like that?
I used to compete with my buddy on it. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
I don't remember who won.
Hot or Not would be hilarious for dudes, but for women, especially when they're younger.
Soul crushing.
That, yeah, man.
Because not only are you going to be able to upload your own pictures to get
someone's uploading a photo of you, and they're not going to upload the best one. Let's face facts. It's going to be your friend. I'm your friend, but like your asshole bitch friend that's like, well, I took this picture of you and you were like, your eyes were kind of shut, and that's what she's going to upload, and then everyone's going to say you're ugly, and then you're going
to
cry.
Yeah, that's why I preferred not to have any friends, you know, just be a
no friends, no sexual partners, nothing.
Exactly.
The lone wolf.
Yeah,
that sounds like a date.
Did you guys ever see that? That's the best idea for a dating site ever. The lone wolf.
Yeah.
It's just one person on it. Did you guys ever see the movie Mystery Men?
The one with
Ben Stiller and all that shit.
Janine Garofalo.
He, remember when Ben Stiller calls himself the lone wolf and he like cranks up his fucking motorcycle and he's like, rrr. I don't know. You probably not. I loved the movie Mystery Men. Everyone hated that movie and I loved it.
I like that bowling ball they used in order to.
That was awesome.
Things, right?
Yeah.
Wasn't Paul Rubens in that movie?
He was.
Yeah, all right, cool.
Sure
I
was.
Can remember that.
Hank Azaria.
Oh, yeah.
However you say his name.
Yeah, that was the part of beginning of a slow comeback for him.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's doing Pee Wee again.
No, he's in something now. He's in a new show now that's just start. Yeah.
He had a really funny cameo in 30 Rock, and he was like this like weird little like disabled kid in a wheelchair that was having a birthday party.
Love it.
I forget the line, but yeah, they always just play on this radio show I listen to. It's pretty funny. What is there anything else?
Wait,
there,
Hank Azaria or
no,
Paul Rubens?
Paul Rubens.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure. There's a couple more that you guys might be into. DailyDiapers.com. Daily Diapers is the internet's premier free community for adult babies, diaper lovers, big kids, mommies and daddies, featuring over 20,000 free photos of diapered women, men and couples. Oh, plus stories, diaper reviews, videos, personal
diaper ads. Reviews?
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you have an adult diaper, you're going to want one that's comfortable, absorbent.
There's a
fashionable.
Fashionable. There's fetishes where adults want to be treated as babies and wear a diaper and like sleep in a big like crib and that kind of thing, like to be mothered, you know?
Wow.
Yeah, it's weird.
Wow.
It's usually fat white people, I think, is.
Exactly. Yeah, that's
fat
who that
white
caters
who have
to.
Nothing else to do. The other ones are pretty standard, you know, your typical Pounced.com with furries or plushies who, you know, wear their fur.
That seems kind of interesting.
Yeah, FarmersOnly.com with the slogan of city folks just don't get it. It's for ranchers, cowboys, cowgirls, and livestock owners.
Oh, I could see there being some real attractive people on there, though.
The Marlboro man. You know,
yeah.
Like floating around. And it's like,
even
like,
farmer daughter chicks, you know.
Oh, no, see, that's always the hot shit where they're wearing, like, their
overalls.
Tablecloth shirts
or
tucked
that,
in with their things. Yeah, now we're, see?
Yeah.
Farmer's daughter, yeah. You could pass. You could get on there.
Oh,
is there an
Amish
one
dating,
for you?
AmishDating.com.
One step ahead of me.
Yeah, you just have to send it through the mail and. You know, one of those.
Well, those are the kinds we want to join because we'll join and then, you know, you bullshit like you bullshit your profile where it's halfway traditionally Amish and then you inject half of your actual personality into it. And then, you know, there's got to be hot Amish chicks. I've never seen one, but there's got to be one somewhere.
Yeah.
They're going to be looking through there and they're going to, you know, you're going to really stand out from Ezekiel. All the other
yes,
Ezekiels.
You are.
Well, I've only seen paintings of Amish women, and all their faces are non-existent because they're afraid that it'll steal their soul. And
that's
then,
right. They don't
yeah.
like pictures taken of them.
Yeah, and also, I feel like actually I could be attractive to a Amish woman because of my lack of technology. I don't really have a TV.
Well, you are producing a podcast, so that's strike one.
They don't have to know. they won't listen to it, and I can talk shit about them. And that's the perfect woman, is one that, oh yeah, a deaf one. So then I can't, they can't hear me talk shit about them constantly on this radio show. So if you ladies out there,
deaf Amish,
or yeah, if any of you deaf Amish out there listening to this show, you know, send in your measurements and maybe a little Facebook profile. And
I'm gonna be honest, yeah, not a lot of deaf people listen to podcasts.
You'd be surprised.
Yeah. You shut your mouth.
It's a burgeoning movement.
We've got it on teletype now, and it's in Braille. We the most interesting one I found, though, of the dating websites was womenbehindbars.com. And it's
sexy.
Actually something that I'm actually going to look further into and maybe get our podcast a pen pal from behind the, in the clink.
Yes. I like that.
So the dating, is there conjugal visit options, or is it all correspondent, like letters?
I mean, yeah, it's as much as a prisoner could get is you write letters to them, and then they then I'm sure you can
everyone's profile pic. There's no way to get creative with it. It's all behind bars.
It's
and
just
an
their
orange
mugshot.
Jumpsuit. Yeah,
all I got is a mugshot.
It is
that's
funny
all I have.
Because I mean, I really you know, it's broken down by age and race, so then you can really seek out what you're looking for. And yeah, I looked pretty primarily on white 20s, and just to see what the selection was. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not even really that into white chicks, but I'll go for them if they're behind the bars.
I'll make this exception.
Yeah, if they're in prison, I mean, come on. Yeah. Every one of them had crazy eyes, you know, like.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Can't miss them.
It was insane. And oh, boy.
See, that's interesting because there are a lot of women who are into men in jail, you know, like, you know, all those serial killers. There's so many women that are like, I love him and he loves me.
Yeah,
know,
they're all,
it
but
is.
They're all like fucking batshit crazy. Yeah.
You know, well, yeah, the girls are batshit crazy, but I've never heard of guys being like, oh, my God, that murderer, you know, she killed her husband,
yeah,
she killed her family.
She
would. I've never heard of a man being attracted to that.
That's true.
But double standard. Another goddamn double standard.
Jesus, we get you on the show and you start just offending all the husband murdering wives out there. If you're listening out there,
somebody needs to love them.
Women behind bars, this one's for you. Give me a drop me a line at downinthewell@gmail.com and or Ben and Clark, I think, also works. I think we have something
just
like that.
Just try that. It'll probably work.
Go to downandwell.com. leave your measurements and your profile pic in the comment section of this podcast, and I'll be sure to get back to you. That's right, ladies. You'll get my letter right there in cell block 36D, and I hope that's your measurement, too.
Any men?
36D is nice. Okay. I doubt cell blocks are named like that, but that was a nice option.
Yeah, whatever. It's like the fantasy of like women making out in the locker room after they get done having a pillow fight and doing their hair, because that's what
that's
I think.
That's all we do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Why not? You're
but did it really ever happen, though? Like, did you ever go to a slumber party and like...
No. I remember having a pillow fight once, and...
You guys
literally
didn't start talking about
fucking
boys
no,
and
almost
somebody...
breaking a girl's nose. I was so like not. It was not.
I keep forgetting you're from the wrong side of the tracks. You know, these are the.
Yeah, no, our pillows weren't like feathers, and you know, no, I fucking was like a hardcore like one of those that was like, you know, that material that's like, oh, you can jump on it and the wine doesn't spill.
Yeah,
like
space
I used one of those on someone and really fucked her up.
Oh wow, that's like brass knuckles.
Yeah, which is kind of hotter in a way.
Right, beating the shit out of other women is really hot.
Yeah, chick fight, totally is.
Any of you women out there who like to beat the shit out of other women, like really beat the shit out of them, go ahead and leave me your measurements and your profile pic in the comments of this.
I like how you think girls just know their measurements, like off the top of their head. Like,
yeah,
oh no, absolutely.
I don't even know what that means if they gave me their measurements. Like, what?
Size
24, okay.
Whatever you say.
Girls in LA do because they're all bulimic and they're all trying to get down.
Well, I was going to say they're all actresses,
yeah,
so they have
a certain
to know.
Thing.
Yeah.
And they know that they can stand up paddle and they have moderate gymnastics experience.
Sometimes I'll be telling somebody, like they'll ask me what my type of girl is, and I'll have to really think about it because I mean, I'm pretty open minded. And what I was going to say earlier is even though a guy might be, you know, more discerning and kind of not pursue a girl in prison, at the same time, any guy would fuck a chick that was a murderer if you had the opportunity.
Yeah, see, that's not the
like
thing
you could
that
tell me that
off.
You murdered somebody, and
would
I'd be
you,
like, "That's
would you?" Because I would be afraid you would be like a female praying mantis, and after we
no, you
we
wouldn't
do our thing. You'd rip my head off and eat my brains.
Nope.
No, because
you're
it
not worried about that shit.
Yeah, because it goes back
I'll
to that.
I'll tell you
like,
why.
I'm worried about that shit.
I'll tell you exactly why men don't fantasize about women who do that. Men, most of them, are not attracted to women with power. Or women that are intimidating, for the most part. Like, that's why, like, you know, male comedians, there's so many women. As a female comedian, it's a turnoff for a lot of dudes. Not all dudes, but a lot of dudes that, oh, shit, you're as smart as me, or you're funny, and you're on the same level as me. There are a lot of men who don't want that, who want to be able to, like, have that power and have that control and have that upper hand in a relationship. Yeah. And I only know that because I know a million male comedians and a million female comedians, and a lot of really cool female comics have a very hard time that are fucking hot as shit, that are cool as they're amazing women,
right?
But good luck finding a guy who is like willing to, you know,
and
that
kind
of with you.
Yeah. And women have the power. That's how I get sucked into it. We talk about OkCupid all the time on this site, on this show. And OkCupid, once again, for those of you not familiar, and you know, those of you that aren't familiar, you're in a happy relationship. You know, you're married, or you're not,
or you're unhappily single, yeah. and you're still like me, who is like will refuse to ever go on a site like that.
You're not constantly desperately on the internet looking for a hookup or some sort
unless,
of validation.
Of course, it's for research. If it's for research, I'll do pretty much anything.
See, I feel like when you're on one of those sites, you're not just looking for a hookup. It's like women that are looking for a relationship.
Yeah.
So that's a dangerous site.
Well,
to
yeah,
put
and
yourself
I
on.
And I theoretically am too, but like. But it's a glorified hookup site, basically. Like, you'll find quality people on there, but because it's free and it's one of the more well-known free ones, I think the other one's Plenty of Fish. Because most of the other ones, especially the mainstream ones like eHarmony and Match.com and stuff, they all charge money. And they're also a lot more, like, intensive where, I mean, I guess you're getting your money's worth.
Well,
so,
yeah,
so
if you're
to
not
going to
fill out a whole doctor application, you're not filling out a Match.com profile.
And you have to.
Yeah, forget about
forget it.
Forget it, yeah. He barely put a username in. It's like sexystud74.
On all of them, though, you have to fill out questions, and OkCupids are so funny because they're all, I think you have to fill out a certain amount when you join to kind of start showing up in people's results. And
I would just lie, though. I think
no,
that
but that
yeah,
I
sure
well I
do.
I do anyway because I can't.
Well, no woman's ever gonna accept you for you.
yeah,
no,
you might
just,
as well lie.
No, but I lie to myself. Like it'll be like, are you stubborn? And then I'll be like, am I? And then I'll be looking at 60%
stubborn.
And then I want to be like, well, what do you mean?
Yeah,
but there's
how
not,
do you, yeah, that's the
yeah.
thing. You can't ask the person themselves they're stubborn. Yeah. You need to ask the ex to fill
yeah,
out
yeah,
something.
Yeah, you need
about
a friend to fill it out, or something.
A friend
like that.
Or an
yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Well, if you're not, but that's your answer right there. If you're questioning the question about whether or not you're stubborn, then you're absolutely stubborn.
Yeah, and that there's that.
I
too.
Won't fill this out.
Yeah.
Nope.
I mean, if I was being brutally honest, yeah, I should probably just go with all my knee-jerk answers. But then, like, I'm scared of who's going to show up as supposedly matching me. It's going to be, like,
yeah.
the bottom of the barrel, like, skanks. Because I think that's probably what I am, like, if you get down technically to it. But, no, and it's funny, too, because I think all the questions that they – this barrage of multiple-choice questions you go through are all user-submitted. And so – and there's no organizational process in it at all. So to literally go to, how do you like avocados? Slightly like them? Whatever. And then you answer. And then it's like, how important is it to you that, you know, your potential mate feels about avocados? And you have to answer
honestly,
that.
Honestly, that kind of shit is important to me. I think
yeah,
what
well, theoretically,
like things
it's a good
that
idea.
You eat have that kind of stuff is way more important than like your personality traits.
Yeah.
You know?
But here's the thing though. They're not grouped.
I would be so furious if like I started to go out and they're like, I can't eat fish.
I just
like
don't
cheese.
Eat avocados.
Yeah. Like
sorry,
cheese.
Lady.
I dated someone who didn't like cheese.
Oh,
for a year.
How can you
yeah,
not
how could
cheese.
You not like cheese?
Oh, that's God. The best food group
it's the
there
best
is.
Food ever. Like we could have nachos. We could have anything. The only thing you could eat it on was pizza. And he was like, I kind of have to take it off. Like that's awful.
Yeah.
That's
who needs,
awful.
Who needs dating websites when you got a podcast? Looks like me and Shannon are starting
hey.
To find some
absolutely.
Compatibility over here.
We've had compatibility.
I don't mind powerful, strong chicks who you don't mind
who
if
have
I call
HPV,
them
who
yeah.
used to have HPV.
Not afraid.
Yeah, but presumably
she's
white. And you revealed earlier that
that's
you're
right. Oh. You did mention you weren't super
into
white chicks.
You're into like Amazon chicks or
well,
some shit.
Yeah, you're right. I'm not into making exceptions, so why start now? Sorry.
And it's one thing, like, if somebody has some kind of fruity, like, healthy lifestyle where, yeah, you would expect them to not eat cheese, but for someone just to not like it randomly, like, you know, juxtaposed with their generally horrific diet despite that, it's really annoying.
No, exactly. Yeah, it wasn't like he was a healthy eater. He just did not like cheese. Ruined everything.
Yeah, I'm going to eat this pizza.
And I'll tell you how it gets gross is I was living with my old roommate, and he would annoy me in such unique ways. Like, so he didn't like cheese, but he would eat like shit. And so he would, but he, you know, liked to order like pizza and all this crap. And so he would order a pizza, right? No cheese, double sauce. Now,
that's disgusting.
Yeah, there's nothing more piggish to me than getting
pasta,
extra sauce on a saucy pizza. Yeah, it is pasta. It's pasta on fucking lasagna.
Yeah, if you cut it thin enough, that is pasta you're eating.
Pizza Hut's for cretins anyway, but especially when you add extra sauce to it,
keeps the sauce on the pizza then at that point? Like, eat a sauce.
You're just eating a giant thing of breadsticks.
Yeah, it just sits there. It just sits there in this disgusting state of like heat being applied to it, and there's like toppings chilling on it. That's gross. Yeah.
That is gross.
He was gross. Oh boy. And I've also had, by the way, a bad history of roommates out here where they love them some chili. They're always cooking up a big crock pot of chili. There's always like a pot of slop just festering on the stove. And then
that can go either way. There's like really good homemade chili.
No, I mean,
chili
is awesome. Yeah. But I don't want to see it more than once. I mean, every other day is a little much. And then they make bowls of it and let it crust over. So there's like this abortion in a bowl.
Yeah, they never put it away properly. Yeah. You're right. They just leave shit out.
Yeah. And it's but it's always chili. I mean, if it was like if it was like sandwich crumbs
and the film that creates. Yeah. It's gross. Right.
If it's crushed up Doritos, it's cool. Don't worry about it.
I lost my train of thought. So these questions. So, yeah, like, it's like those are the easy ones to answer, right? Like, what kind of cheese do you like? I mean, obviously, you know, who gives a shit? Like, I like Swiss.
American.
I want to find a gal that likes, Swiss, only American. cheese.
I'll take its.
But no, then it'll go from that to, so abortions are fucked up, right? And that's like a question. And then you're like, and like you have to like.
They'll literally say fucked up.
Well, I mean, it'll just be. I can't think of a good.
But something like that.
Yeah, it's like fucked up questions. Yeah. It's like.
And then it'll, that you passed on the question or something, right? It'll tell you if you passed on it. Yeah.
Yeah, like, because you have to answer a certain amount of them definitively. Because if you answer every one of them, like, I don't give a shit.
Is it like Family Feud where you can go back to the ones that you skipped?
Good answer. Yeah. I don't give a shit either.
I don't think so. That's a good idea, though. I should pitch that to them. Yeah. Oh, and also, by the way, on a quick side note, like, when the site first started, they used to have much more of a kind of a tongue-in-cheek sense of humor where, like, everyone, like, unless you turn off the option, if you're online and somebody looks at your profile, it tells you live that they're checking you out. And
that's messed up.
Yeah, well, here's how it was worse before. They used to refer to those people literally as stalkers, and there was an icon that had a pair of binoculars. And then, and then I think the Craigslist killings happened, and they, like, started to, like, queer up about it. But that was hilarious to me personally that they were, like, just outright.
That's really weird. Yeah, it was. That shouldn't be an option. You shouldn't be able to see that.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you can turn it off. I mean,
yeah, lurkers. I'm all about just surfing. Yeah.
I mean,
scoping it out.
But that's kind of what I'm getting back at is like I don't because I think this. I think you're probably coming at it from a female's perspective, which is understandable because they, you know, you have to worry about a large fella like raping you or whatever, like beating the shit out of you. Whereas, like, I know I can beat up most chicks. And theoretically, I want to have sex with most chicks. So I want to know if they're looking at my profile so I can immediately be like, hey.
No,
like,
I mean, it's a good thing to know, but it would make me, if I was on one of those sites, I would never look at anyone's profile. That's all that would do.
Well, so, and there's a huge, there's a totally unbalanced ratio of there's got to be tons more guys on it. And also, you have the option to have chat on or not, and most girls don't, and I think most guys do. I mean, I never search the guys, but like,
no,
it's just
bet.
A sea of guys messaging girls and them having to wade through.
Yeah. No, chat would not be.
I would just wait. I would just be like, I'm fishing. I would just plop the worm down, and then I'd just let them come.
Yeah.
And if they don't, then I would be.
Well, and it's almost kind of a fun challenge, too, because you know with a certain amount of experience, wisdom, whatever, that they're just getting bombarded by these messages. So like you have to kind of think up something clever to wade through all
it's
the
like, shit. She's going to
fire.
She's going to
start talking about sex
today.
Yeah.
Yeah, I better make my mark or whatever.
I'll pee all over.
So I think I'm getting pretty good at it, but I've gotten burned, and this is so this happened.
Do you have go tos? Do you have like a copy paste for like a general? Or
No. That's not a bad idea though. Yeah. I should start a Word document and start. kidding, because there probably are certain things.
Time
that,
constraints.
Yeah. And also, it tells you
you're a busy guy. You know what I'm saying?
It tells you how with what frequency people apparently respond to messages. So like
you're kidding me. So you can see if a
you know
girl
I didn't realize how creepy it still was until
this
I started telling you about it.
To
yeah.
me. It's I've like, never been on a dating website.
Shannon
so I don't
answers 94% of messages, and I'm just sitting there waiting for my message to
be like basically
returned.
She's answered everyone but you so far.
I am a loser.
That'd be awful.
I'm a loser of the internet dating world too.
But I guess it's good to know if she only answers like you know. 20%, then you're like, well, big deal. Everybody gets turned
down. Like it's like a job interview. You know, not everyone's gonna get one, and if you do, it doesn't mean you got the job.
Before we go too much farther into this, by the way, I just want to preface it with saying that I have met, and I swear to God, almost as many girls out here in person. I'm not literally just on the internet dating site all day long, creeping. I mean, I do that sometimes, but yeah. No, I really have. I've met girls in person too, but it's just like,
I swear.
It's like anything else. Like it's easier to look for jobs on the internet than to go out and like put on your khakis and try and like,
I can't believe you were just bragging that you had met females in person.
Because I talk
everyone has met females in person.
No.
Hey, Shannon, last week I was hanging out at the bar and met a couple of girls.
In person?
No.
like live, face to face.
I don't want to brag, but.
No, but think about it. Like, these are the same. Obviously, a lot of these guys are the same guys that are, you know, never leaving their house. And they're like they're playing World of Warcraft. They're probably alternating between that and
listening
OkCupid.
To and creating podcasts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, yep.
So, it's just funny to me, but it's just easy. Like. It's like that's the funny thing about Craigslist too is like in a day if you want you can start a band, get a couch and get a girlfriend if you really keep at it, you know.
Speaking of get a couch, I've been looking for a couch on Craigslist cuz I'd recently moved.
Good luck.
Yeah, well, I found one in Reseda that seemed perfect and I live in Silver Lake, so it was a bit of a hike. And I said to the guy, because I have, the way my apartment is, I've been looking for an L-shaped couch for almost 2 months. I've lived there almost 2 months and hadn't found a couch yet, because it needs to be very specific dimensions so that it works in my apartment kind of thing. Well, I messaged him and, you know, whatever. He sent me the dimensions and I messaged back the next day. I go, I just want you to make sure you measure to the inch because it really is like if it's a couple inches longer than what you told me, it's not going
to
fit.
Your door
in my
won't
apartment.
Open.
Exactly. I can't
it.
Open my door.
Yeah.
And so he wrote me back, no, it's exactly 7 feet by four and a half feet. And those were the pretty much exact dimensions I was looking for. I said, absolutely. I had a friend come. It was actually my fucking ex-boyfriend agreed because he had a truck.
All right.
Which, like, I can't use him for many favors, but he still has a truck. And we're cool enough that he's like, all right, I'll do this for you.
He thought he was going to get laid.
We'll
probably.
Go. Yeah, he totally got laid. Like, well, once you hear what went down.
Oh, I like where this is going already.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Settle in.
So
get your dicks out.
So it's last Friday. And
put yours away.
And we take a road trip to Reseda.
Yeah, Shannon, put your dick away. We want to pretend like you're actually a chick for this story, not some tranny that we found in West Hollywood.
It takes us 2 hours to get to Reseda because we don't leave until 4 p.m. and it's like
the worst
traffic in the world.
Yeah, that's way this shit up there in the valley.
We show up and there's a guy standing outside the house. God, why can't I remember this guy's name? The Food Network guy who's also like the TGI Fridays or Applebee's guy or whatever it is with the frosted tips.
Oh, yeah, the Hot Eats guy.
The
Diners and...
Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't know his name. He wears like flaming button-down t-shirts.
Anyway, basically, it looked like that guy was standing outside.
That's a typical Valley guy, yeah.
Typical Valley guy. The yard was just burnt grass, you know, everything, brown grass. And I'm like, hey, you're outside already. Hey, you know, cool. I showed up. I go, I brought my tape measure just to make sure. And he goes, yeah, about that. I don't know if I gave you the right measurements. He can still be off by 6 inches at this point, and I'm good, you know. He knocks on the door of the house, which
that's
immediate
red flag.
You're knocking on the house. A woman opens the door about 2 inches.
Hey, you got a couch?
Pretty much. Opens the door 2 inches. He goes, hey, I'm here. I've got company. And I'm like, all right, this woman doesn't even know you're standing outside her house.
Nice.
Which the couch is inside. We go. She lets us in. I mean, is not happy that we're there. Runs into the bedroom.
So at this point, do you have a theory as to the relationship between these two people?
Divorced.
Oh, okay.
He's trying to sell the couch that he bought, but it's still in her house.
Awesome.
So it's tense.
It is tense.
And it's 6 inches.
Situation is tense, and I already know that it may not fit.
And it's 6 inches too big for her living room too. So that's why they can only open the door 2 inches.
We open the door. This fucking couch. What he told me was 7 feet. No.
Oh.
11 feet.
What?
Long. And the part they told me was 4.5 feet. 7 feet. I walk in. I see immediately that it's almost twice the size that he has told me. And I requested to the inch. I said, could you please tell me? I realize he couldn't tell me to the inch because he wasn't allowed inside the house to measure it. He was just ballparking and guessing. So I walk in. With my ex-boyfriend, we realized we just drove 2 hours to Reseda to buy a couch that wouldn't even fit in his truck, much less my apartment. And he goes, you know what? It's a good thing you came here, though, so you can measure it. Because I want to put the real dimensions on Craigslist when you leave.
Now he's black.
Well, he's white trash. White trash and black sometimes. It's a fine line.
I picture him with like ICP clown makeup on.
No, basically, yeah.
They get themselves confused sometimes too. So
I measured the couch so that he could put the real dimensions on Craigslist.
Too big,
and then we drove 2 hours on the way home. So my ex-boyfriend, I basically talked him into driving to Reseda and back for 4 hours for no couch.
And he goes,
I had to have sex with him.
Goes,
that's the least I could have done.
You owe me something, okay?
Yeah, no, I mean, there was.
So it was before that happened and you felt like you owed something, was the sex proposition in the cards or was it just
no,
you
know what?
Of-
He's everything's been super cool. And we get along very well. Like, yeah, we've definitely had sex since the breakup. Everything's fine. Yeah. I mean, I had a feeling, you know, and not even just because he was doing me a favor, but because, you know, we still like each other and we didn't end things on bad terms. We just ended things because it was time to end things and we're smart people and we're fucking better than just being in a relationship that you don't want to be in anymore.
But are there leftover emotions when you have sex now?
Honestly, no.
It's just a dirty...
I mean, it's not a dirty fuck
off.
Fest.
You
know? You
just leave like it's a truck stop.
No,
yeah, it's like a Seinfeld episode now.
No, it's
slipping through
it's
the sheet.
She had a couch. It was too big.
It is interesting. I've never had a good relationship after
she had
a breakup.
HPV.
She had HPV. No, I'm pretty sure he was the one that gave it to me. No.
Oh.
No, he might have been the one
Call
that cured
out.
Me, actually. No, it's been it's
was
been
he Jesus.
He's totally Jesus. I didn't tell you my ex-boyfriend is Jesus.
Turn water into wine and sprinkle it all over.
He's the gardener, Jesus. No, things have been cool. Shockingly.
Well, so I was on there like this weekend, last weekend, whatever, and I started talking to this girl, right? And like, so the other thing about OkCupid is the later at night that you're on there, and I don't know if it's the same for girls when they're looking at guys. I assume no, but the later at night you're on. You know, the less, generally speaking, especially on a weeknight, the less people are online. And a lot of these people, there's a slow transition into a lot of the profiles suspiciously seeming like fake, like porn profiles.
Yep.
Like with really generic pictures where the girl's not technically
showing
anything.
You know, you could Google image some a word and that would come
and
up.
And like if they even have a profile with details on it, like it's real like vague and just like it doesn't seem like a real person. But then when you message them, like they talk to you and like I think if you hang with it long enough, they're trying to rope you in to go to like a cam whore site and pay money or whatever.
Absolutely. Yeah. That makes so much sense.
Yeah. Yeah. So like this chick, like, so it was this picture, right? Of this, like, just the most generic looking like college, like I'm home from college, like for Thanksgiving, just this girl,
like shopping.
Yeah. This girl sprawled out, this blonde chick sprawled out on a bed and like, you
know,
it's not even, yeah. It's not
teddy
even
bears.
I mean, it's not even technically, you know, my type, but you know, I was like, well, she's hot.
But it's
she's
late
online.
Enough at night that you don't care.
Yeah, I'm
what is
I'm
your
lazy.
Type? It's all your type.
Yeah, I'm lazy and lonely. Everything's my type.
Well, so yeah, and like but I have messaged her because I thought it was fake and I just wanted to like fuck with the thing. The bot.
What you think might be a computer. Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly.
And so like But then she responded, and I. So the only picture of her, usually on a profile, on a regular profile.
Yeah, there's one photo. Yeah, one that's photo. A dead giveaway yeah. that this person is not real.
And so, there's another one that like has no face. Yeah, and yeah. Can't see.
But it can also mean that somebody just joined the site and they haven't filled out their profile yet. And generally speaking,
it could.
No,
but...
it is sometimes. And then if you message them, like they'll be kind of. They'll have like an attitude because like they just got on and like you don't have anything to say to them because there's nothing there.
Yeah.
So I just started like asking her questions. I just started making jokes about the bed. I just asked her if it was like a Sealy or whatever, just like stupid shit. And she responded.
What's your sleep number?
Yeah. Yeah. And she responded.
Double firm, extra firm.
Yeah. And like that kind of progressed into, and I, you know, then at that point I was sufficiently convinced that it was a real person and we were, you know, just kind of flirting. So then she gives me her number. And I called her, and Ben saw me outside laying on the ground. I was on the phone with her for like 4 hours. I was just like, stir crazy.
You were on the phone with her for like 4 hours?
Yeah, it really.
Shit face, too, just laying on a milk carton. Yeah.
What are you, in eighth grade? Who talks on the phone for 4 hours?
Believe me, it gets even more high school-y because I don't talk on the phone at all anymore.
Yeah, that's
let alone,
me neither, man.
Yeah. So
text. That's it.
Yeah,
text
yeah.
and hang out.
So, but yeah, so we were talking like, you know, and you know, like she started talking about sex. So we started to kind of get into that. And then like it progressed into like phone sex and like she started like masturbating while I listened, which I haven't done that in so
we're
long.
Saying she was masturbating when you listened.
Well, I mean, if she didn't really
yeah,
do
I
it.
I saw that one movie, Billy Crystal.
Really,
and,
yeah.
Yeah. Come on.
You know, that one.
I mean, it seemed convincing.
When Harry Met Sally.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's one. Yeah.
I was going to say there's something about Mary, and I was like, that's wrong.
No, I think my best guess is that she actually was, but they got...
Whoa.
Knocked a beer over. That started, and before I jumped ahead a little, before that started, I think she kind of started to do it, or she was just talking about how horny she was, and I should have... Like I
yeah,
because
girls do that
I know,
all the time.
But,
if
no,
I've
some,
never spoken to a guy before,
no.
I totally call them and talk about how horny I am.
Some do. So that's why.
I agree that some do, but you better be careful of those women that do.
If you're any of those women, please leave a message in your measurements
dude,
on my
dude, they're on OkCupid, but you got to spend a lot of time on there. Dude.
Damn it.
No, like I've
you found the gold.
Yeah.
You struck gold.
I've been a gold miner. I've been talking to girls with, you know, maybe just having once or twice, but like, I, you know, and within like 20 minutes of us talking on there, like they like invite me over and I go and they are who they are and whatever happens. Mm-hmm. But you know, I saw this thing in the back of my head where
somehow I need to say this. Somehow I think it's less slutty to have sex with a guy on the first date than to masturbate with a guy on the first phone call. You know what I mean?
Sounds good to me. I like
you're happy with
either. I can approve of that.
But
because
I could see how like a great date could go down and it's like, well, you know, we just met, but it happened in the back of a car.
Face to face, heat
somehow,
of the moment, HPV.
Somehow the masturbate, the first phone call, that I think is even weirder. Like you really need to watch out.
Well, you say slutty, I say awesome. That's the difference
between. I mean, there's not much of a difference. I'm just letting you know.
I think that makes me technically more of a feminist than you, which is weird because I'm really not.
We
very
all
sensitive
hate women the
same. Yeah. No. So whatever. So like, but so before she really started to get into it, she told me to come over and fuck her in Santa Monica, and like,
oh, that's a hike.
Yeah. Well, no. It's not that far from us, really. We're in Koreatown, so it's like 10 miles. And it was late at night, but here's the thing: like, I totally would have done it, or at least obviously went to check it out. But I didn't because I was still dating this girl, another girl that I had met off there. And, you know, we'd been dating, but we were seeing each other really sporadically. And I actually really liked her. And but I was just kind of, you know, in doubt of where if it was even still going on because we didn't really talk very much between times of hanging out.
Yeah.
But I just wondered if I was going to feel guilty about that or not or where we stood, blah, blah, blah. So I said no reluctantly. And so then she just, you know, got off and I listened. And then so fast forward to like the next few nights that this happened again and again, like we would talk on the phone for a few hours. She would totally do all that shit. And like I would listen and like get her off. Like I'd be talking dirty to her. And I like to talk dirty. Like I haven't done it in a long time. Like it happens. If I do it, it happens organically. Like I have to be into
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. There's no like, this is how it's going to be. But no,
okay.
Sometimes you're just in the mood, you know, it just works out that it's like totally normal to talk.
Well,
dirty.
I think it's better.
You're
I think it's better
it.
To
yeah.
do it. Than, no, I'm saying like versus having sex and not talking at all. I think it totally
makes
it better.
Oh my God, that's the worst.
Well,
I've had guys that don't want to talk at all, and
I don't think it's weird to not, though. Do you?
I do.
Yeah.
I think boring, if you're not communicating, it's so boring. And when you're
if you're not talking dirty, what else are you?
Exactly.
Reading
don't
newspapers.
Fucking talk. Don't. Yeah. Yeah. It, no. There's yeah. nothing.
Well, I didn't know. She
no,
was
you
saying,
should
like-
always be talking dirty, or at least. I mean. You know, you can make some jokes here and there, or talk about the fucking what you need at the grocery store. Even that's weird. I don't know, but like,
yeah, I don't
but
know.
But no,
if I'm
there should be some level of talking dirty at all times during sex. I know I've slept with a guy who like I'm pretty sure didn't talk just because they're trying to concentrate so hard on not ejaculating that they don't even. They're like, don't talk to her. Don't talk. Don't say anything. Yeah, and that's yeah. I
that
hate
means
that.
They think you're hot.
I hate that.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's, can't even last.
You don't have to be that hot to make a man ejaculate. I'm pretty sure you can be
true
pretty
story.
Gross. Anyway, sorry, keep going.
I just like to read girls. I think girls' math problems. You know, I just like try to recite math problems to them verbally, and I think that always like gets them real hot. You know.
Yeah. No. Yeah. We totally yeah. are. Yeah. We're definitely into
16.
Math.
And then I had to figure it out in my head.
Yeah,
okay,
like
that is way too hard.
Asian chicks, like UCLA students. Yeah.
Yeah.
Talk to them.
Mm-hmm. High class. So anyway,
so how does this end?
If one of their favorite movies listed is Good Will Hunting, you think maybe you can work some like math porn in there? And
yeah, yeah. Well, I got the beard for Robin Williams, so
there you go.
I can be the weirdo Robin Williams
psychologist.
Character.
Yeah. So the same thing happened like over the next couple of nights, and I think I was talking to her during the day too, and I just had time to do this because it was just like long weekend and like whatever, like I just wasn't doing anything else. And I've been kind of.
You don't have to explain yourself
well,
to
no,
us.
Well, no, but yeah, no, yeah, no, the reason why I point that out is because
lunch breaks are for doing whatever you want. It's okay.
Well, if I wasn't trying so hard to like kind of save money and stay in, like I think I would have gone out and distracted myself and not gotten roped into something like this. Because yeah, like you were saying, it's been so long since I've even talked on the phone, let alone a high schoolie, you know, sex.
A real
yeah.
It's, God, I can't imagine talking to someone on the phone.
That's what I used to do when I was. When I was like 16, I turned
exactly same here.
Yeah, when I turned 17, I turned into not a pussy, and then I started talking to girls. I was still a pussy,
yep.
But like I could talk.
But
to
yeah,
them.
At 16, you would talk to people that you were kind of a little too nervous to talk to in school. It's like,
no,
well, we can talk
no.
on the phone, but yeah, once
nope,
you're
didn't do that either. I kind of did, but no. In 16, I was in the America Online chat rooms.
Oh, absolutely,
talking
yeah,
to
yeah, yeah,
talking
yeah.
to girls in the Oklahoma chat room.
Yeah, so this is
to,
just
we probably
yeah.
talked to each other when we were 16.
Yeah, this
probably.
Is
well,
one
no,
of those.
You would have had to been in my state's chat room. I only talked to girls in there because I thought I could actually meet them, and I did meet a few of them. But I was still so shy that was really awkward because like I'd be talking to these girls on the phone, and it would be this ridiculous, you know, hours long, all night conversations, phone sex, us telling each other we love each other. Then I actually meet them and there's no chemistry whatsoever. I'm a total pussy. Nothing happens at all. Cripplingly awkward. Just like, yeah. And then the next year I grew some balls. I don't know. It happened in a
year.
They
dropped. They finally dropped.
Yeah.
It took a long time.
You became a man.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, yeah, it was almost a weird throwback to the early days of the internet, sex, whatever. So yeah, we do this for a few nights. And conveniently she's out of state. Like she left the state to go on this trip, like the night after I didn't go over to her place. So like a meeting in the near future wasn't going to happen because she was out of town for a week. So then we progressed to Skype. She wants to get on Skype and talk.
It's another thing I haven't done.
Yeah, I don't like it either because it's I don't know why. Even if it's just a regular conversation.
Skype, do you see the person?
Yeah,
person.
You see each other.
Okay.
It's video calling. Like,
gotcha.
It's really awkward to me for some reason.
I don't like
I
don't
that.
Know why. I don't like that
yeah.
one
because
bit.
Then you can't do anything else while you're talking.
No, exactly. You gotta
and if you
to
do,
look
you
cute.
Feel like
oh,
yeah.
at least if you're talking on the phone,
am
I can
really
pretend
supposed to
listen.
Put makeup on before I call you on
right.
Skype? Like that's stupid.
Not gonna happen.
No.
Yeah,
I'm gonna wear a gorilla mask.
Yeah. Those should be required.
Right. Yeah.
And but the whole you know subtext was like let's get on Skype to have some sort of weird like
mm-hmm.
you know mutual masturbation thing, and like you know and like I just said it's weird to even talk on there. So, but so we get on right the first time and her webcam is not working. Like I'm on there. Her webcam looks like
you mean
you're watching,
his webcam.
Well, dun, that's done. Let me jump ahead just a little bit. That was a theory of mine too.
Uh-huh.
Not ended up being true, but it was a guess I had. No, but I didn't really have any legitimate suspicions at this time, or at least not enough to call her on. But she had said that her webcam, you know, was fucked up, and like it was like looking at Paranormal Activity. It was some vague ghost shape, and she said that like she had dropped her computer or some shit, whatever.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, but I will say that in all honesty, like I guess
more
I'm,
likely it'd be a really fat chick than a dude, but still, you gotta be worried.
Yeah, just hold on to that thought.
Okay.
I'm holding on to all of my thoughts, and I'm just going to sit here on the edge of my seat.
I just let them out. I just let them come right out of my mouth.
Well, now in retrospect, I feel really stupid and gullible, but I didn't. That didn't.
Because all these things are going through
because
my head.
Because he saw the profile picture. No, why would she lie?
Of course. Her webcam's got to be broken. Of course.
Yeah, and
my things are broken all the time.
Yeah, I know.
I have shitty stuff. Everyone has shitty stuff.
Again, I'll say, like, I've gotten, you know, lucky before with girls that are relatively hot that are that quick to the gun. So, and she was saying on the stuff just really, you know, she's like a sex fiend kind of whatever. I just thought maybe she was like psycho chick.
Honestly, when I think of sex fiend female, I do think of attractive. I don't immediately think of.
Yeah, it's still no excuse. Yeah.
Whips and chains.
Yeah.
And things
yeah.
Like
because
that,
there are
yeah.
very attractive women that are yeah. just like, I really like sex.
Yeah, it seems know? Dangerous.
So, yeah, so we get on Skype. That doesn't work. And so that didn't, you know, so we talked a few more times after that, and it was just me on the video and whatever. So.
Ooh.
And
so it's just you jerking off to
no,
you?
No. Yeah. No.
Who doesn't do that?
No, it was just talking. I wasn't going to do anything. I wasn't going to have. I mean, at the very least, I consider that really unfair that like I would just be on there doing something creepy and
yeah.
she yeah. So no, all the
unfair
dirty
unfair to who?
Yeah.
unfair to well, her. To me because
yeah. unfair to her that she had to watch.
Clark's all of a sudden true. Into fairness.
No, and that's what, no, you know what? That's funny.
This guy hasn't been working out and he looks
yeah,
terrible.
No,
naked,
that's
I'm sure.
That's what I was saying too. Is like she's like, take off your shirt. I'm like, really? Like I like
fuck you, bitch.
I'm flattered that you find me attractive, but are you really gonna think it's sexy if I'm just sitting there sweaty in an office chair with my
trust
shirt
me,
off?
No.
I have my hairy
on the,
chest
on
like,
the edge of my bed,
one
slumped
person,
over,
yeah,
belly
yeah.
rolls hanging out.
I wasn't gonna do it. Yeah. So.
So you talk some more, right?
Yeah, we talked. So the dirty talk was just still reserved to the phone. That kept on going on. So then the other day, like I guess it was Sunday. So we're talking on the phone. She's like, I got to tell you something that is going to affect, you know, our burgeoning whatever.
Whoa.
And I'm like, what is it? Or, you know, and she wouldn't tell me. So I had to like beat it out
what?
Of her. Yeah. And then I had to guess.
Physically beat it out of
yeah,
her.
And, yeah,
yeah. Yeah. I reached yeah. my hand through the yeah. fucking phone.
Well,
I wish
I wish I could physically beat her by the time this ends. And you'll see why. No, but she was like giving me hints and like, she, you know, she's making me drag
Let me
out
hear
of
the
her.
Hints. Let me see if I yeah, can yeah. guess.
She said, well, that goes back into a bunch of details I left out because they're not that interesting. But she was saying that she was. A writer, like a like some kind of vaguely saying she was a publisher. Oh, she's 21, by the way, if that's her. Yeah.
Okay. Whatever,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, and she was saying she was like a published writer under
Real
another
quick,
name.
Real quick, though. Okay, so her profile that you've seen has one photo. Yeah. Is
she's
that correct?
16.
Yeah, yeah.
One photo. Is it of a hot girl?
Yeah.
Like, can you tell? And you can see the face and everything?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. A hot, I really generically hot girl. Yeah, not even.
Laying on a bed.
Brown hair.
And you can kind of see, like, there's like. Cleavage, like
gotcha.
It's like a really come
so
hither.
Could absolutely be from an internet thing.
Oh yeah, and I mean any picture could technically.
Yeah,
well,
yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah. But something like that, especially.
Yeah, I mean, I had suspicions about it going into it
because it's not like her and a bunch of friends and one of her friends is fat. Like it's not like a normal
yeah.
picture that would be cute. Of
no,
her.
I should have. Yeah, I should have known.
You know,
better.
A real picture, you're gonna be in a yeah. photo with a fat friend.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, you gotta put yourself next to a fat friend and make yourself.
And you're gonna
and
look.
I put
you're
myself,
gonna look damn good.
Yeah, I put myself next to my really dumb friends too, just so I feel smart. You know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because yeah. girls can see that.
Yeah, it oozes through. The
okay,
image.
Keep going because I'm really interested in what
the hints
ending.
Were that she at one point had revealed that she was a writer that she
a writer okay.
she had lied and the writing. The thing
why
is,
would that be a big deal? That's not even a hint. You could be a writer.
Okay, well,
the hint is
I've been lying about everything that I told
well,
you.
Well, yeah,
the
if
hint,
she's
the
already
is,
lying about not, I mean, what did she
yeah,
claim
I didn't,
she was?
This is a bad part of the, because I didn't.
Well, tell the good part.
No, I'm just saying, like, it's like, if for the hints, for you to guess, try and guess the hints like I had to.
Yeah, you
I
would have to give me the whole
yeah,
lowdown.
I
get it.
But she said, like, yeah, she said like she had lied. She said that the lie had to do with like her being a writer. Yeah, something like basically kind of vaguely insinuating that like there was some sort of like weird like trickery involved.
Okay.
And possibly it was tied to like something she was doing for like a project or whatever.
Gotcha.
That's what I eventually got down to.
Okay.
So, but in the midst of all that, yeah, my guesses were that she was actually a dude and that was wrong. And,
or that she was
big
giant.
Fat. So yeah.
Yeah. And you know, for whatever reason, it didn't occur to me that the actual, what it really was should have been probably the most obvious thing was that lo and behold, it was not a real OkCupid profile. It was a completely fake picture that she had found, and it wasn't her. So I'd been talking to this person.
Well, yeah, we've already guessed that part, but what the fuck does she look like?
Yeah. You got pictures of her now? Skype her?
Yeah, so then I was like, I was just totally, you know, I was mad, I was whatever, but I was like, she was like, but, so, you know, long story short, she was like, but I will get on Skype and actually talk to you. And I'm thinking, like, I don't, you know, even
fat
if she,
so.
Even if she actually is hot, like,
cleft lip.
At this point,
yeah, it's kind of just I don't know how to.
If you're starting out a relationship,
yeah.
with a giant lie,
it wouldn't have been a relationship. I mean,
well,
I
even still,
yeah, let's be honest. Here. Come on, it's Clark. Come on.
I mean, yeah,
you hear this? Yeah.
It really could have been some fucking finger banging.
What did she look like?
Yeah, it's like this.
So yeah, so we get on and. Yeah, she's...
And then immediately get off, if you know what I'm saying. Yeah. Wah, 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 wah,
beep, bow, bow. I want to know what this woman looked like.
Well, yeah, immediately get off, but literally get off the internet. Because, she was a bit of a chunk.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
So not an attractive lady.
No, and you know what the really... And she claimed that it was, like, related to this, like, you know...
Thyroid problem?
Yeah. Always a thyroid problem.
What the fuck
Always.
Is that?
She claimed...
Say gout!
She claimed that it was a temporary weakness to Little Caesar's Hot and Ready's, and you know, I was sympathetic because who doesn't enjoy
that
it?
That is hilarious.
Yeah, and
because
here's
I believe that. Yeah. At least she didn't lie about that.
Hey.
Hot and Ready's.
Yeah, who hasn't gained 116 pounds eating Hot and Ready's?
She wasn't even that fat. Like, she's not that bad looking.
But enough, you know, especially when what you're expecting is, you know, a different caliber.
Yeah.
Well, and she probably, even without the weight, probably wasn't that hot, if she had lost 30 pounds.
Well, and the thing is I, looking at her, you know, from the little time we spent on the webcam at that point, like, you know, I thought to myself, like, I mean, if I was in a bar and I was drinking and I was, you know, if she had, like, came up to me, I maybe would have talked to her.
Yeah, it wouldn't have been a total.
But yeah, because it was such a flat out lie. But then, she tried to tie it to, like, oh, I used to do this thing where I was writing these, whatever I was writing, and I used to do this for
make it a whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, obviously the implication there is like she's just probably like a psycho insecure chick that is hoping to like rope a dude in.
Yep.
And I mean, it's just sort of sad too that like
that you were the one that got roped in.
Well, yeah, sucker. but also just thinking about the original picture she posted, like your mind goes to this pathetic place of like, is that what she thinks, is that what she wants to actually look like? And obviously
100%.
She's never going to.
100%. I mean, if you, that's the thing, like she's getting off on the fact that you might be getting off on thinking about her looking like that.
Yeah.
Like that's what this woman gets off doing. And she'll do that to the next guy and the next guy and the next guy. It turns her on just as much as it turns any dude on.
Oh, and what she's hoping is just like a lot of women did at the time that I used to know some. They're hoping that like you know that she's gonna be willing to put out possibly, right?
Yeah.
So it's you know
with
that knowledge in your head, you know, that might convince you right there and it changes your mind.
She also sent me via text phone message a picture of purportedly her ass from behind.
Nice.
And she
which also might not be the
right.
Who
and
took
she
that
claimed
picture?
She claimed that was really her and.
You'll never know.
Yeah, all I can say is that, like, taking into account the video, their live video of her and trying to sort of do some kind of, like, you know, scientific, like, forensics, like, trying to...
First of all, with the right lighting, you could probably make any ass look decent.
Yeah, it did look good.
Yeah. Or it could have very well been a picture of her ass 3 years ago before the Hot and Ready's really hit.
Yeah, get her on Skype and tell that
girl
to stand up,
pull your pants down.
Pull your goddamn pants down, and I'm going to compare this goddamn picture
exactly.
Right now.
Exactly.
No, I was so miffed that I just got off.
The least she owes you.
Did you guys have that like final sort of moment where you're like, so we like it's a movie moment where you go, well, we know we're not going to be able to talk anymore, right?
Well, the hell of it is that she was almost pissed that I was so pissed. She was like, well, she's like, is it really that big a deal? Like,
yes.
we had this connection. And I'm like, yeah, but I mean, you totally misrepresented yourself.
To me.
Yeah.
Regardless, if someone's gonna lie to you like that up front, yeah, they're fucking nuts, man.
But I mean, I'll be honest. I'd been talking to her for, you know, lots of hours, and I mean, it was a little bit of like mixed emotions because I did really get to like her, the person. So it's like, yeah, some shit went down, and like I do in a way,
it
like
it would be. I don't know.
No, I mean, I'm still called it off essentially, but it, or whatever. I just kind of left it hanging, and she hasn't called again. But like, I didn't. And I wasn't even that
you
mad
made the
because
right
I,
decision.
It's sort of funny, too. It's happened to other people.
A person who does this, she does this all the time. And what she does is she wants to rope in good-looking guys who wouldn't normally be attracted to her profile picture.
Yeah.
So she puts a fucking
which I don't understand why.
Which it's like she probably could think. Put up. She's not that heavy or that ugly or that anything.
Yeah, she is.
But she... But we'll probably not.
I mean,
compared to the picture, but she.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't seen her, but I have to just assume.
It probably, she puts up a picture of like a 9 or 10, and she's probably like a 6.
If Clark's
it's not
passing,
like you wouldn't, it's not like, especially drunk at a bar, you would turn down a 6. You know, that's not going to happen.
Well, and I deal I deal exclusively and willingly
in
sixes. Sixes and sevens.
Yeah,
I mean,
no,
I like them.
Yeah.
Anyway,
so if this guy's passing on this option, then there is something wrong.
But that's the thing. When you're a 6, you know, especially when you got the fat thing going on, and then you're also a liar, that makes you a 4.
Yeah.
You've just gone way below what you are looks-wise because you're fucking fucked up. As a 6, if you're really cool and you're intelligent and you can talk and be funny and be that's great.
Yeah.
And you can sell yourself, and next thing you know, you're a 7 or 8 and you're up there. But when you've lied, you've ruined it.
I felt like a right fool. And and the lesser versions of that are funny stories that girls I know that are on that site have told me, like friends of mine, of like... And like the girl I'm thinking of in particular is sort of tall. She's like 5'8". And so she was talking to this guy and like he lied about his height. But not only that, which is hilarious in and of itself, because it's like if you're going to meet, obviously you're going to see the lie immediately and be put off by it. But
Timberlands.
But he lied up to her height and he was way shorter than her.
Okay.
So how funny is that? Yeah, it's the same sort of thing. It's like how do you think you're going to like. Like
just don't, yeah.
Yeah, it's just so stupid. Like, and especially with girls, because most girls want a guy taller than them. So it's like that's especially going to be immediately obvious,
very easy
whatever.
For me. I'm 5'0".
Right, and you know, and she's pretty tall, like I said. So like, yeah.
Yeah, don't go for the tall chicks, especially if you're lying about your height.
No, but sometimes, see, that's another thing too. Is sometimes tall chicks are really self-conscious about their height.
Oh no,
so,
which is
why they don't want to be next to a dude who's especially short, because it just makes it the contrast.
Well, and there's a lot so of confident. Short. There's a lot of short guys in LA, which is why there's lots of 6-foot chicks on OkCupid.
Yeah,
like they're
yeah.
So. You're into tall chicks.
Oh, so what you're saying
the ones
is
who
lifts.
Just barely didn't make the modeling cut somehow. Yeah, it's like, I was tall enough, but I wasn't cute enough.
Well, even if they did, there's just so many guys that
aren't
gonna.
Are those models cute? I mean, like, they're really
well, you're right.
Ugly.
Models are not cute.
Horse
Let's
face,
face facts.
Looking ugly.
Yes.
Well, and that's what I'm saying is, like, I think a traditional 10 is more like a tall, really kind of bony, thin chick. And I'm more into, like, short, like, curvy chicks. So.
Yeah, no. Traditional 10 is not really a 10. Traditional 10 is, like, what would have been, like, a 4 or 5 in high school that just happened to grow into, like, well, you're a model now, but you're not that attractive.
Oh,
like,
and she doesn't know how hot she is? Those are the best.
Those are the best.
Yeah,
no,
like,
I'm with
like,
you.
Yeah.
The ugly duckling that becomes
cutest,
a swan.
The cutest chicks, you're right. They're the curvy kind of, I don't know.
I mean, I think so, yeah.
I'm
so.
With you.
That's really why I stick to ratemypet.com, where you basically... put up a profile of your animal that you have as a pet, and then
a topless animal,
and then people will start to date you because of the animal that you have. And
they're an advertiser, Ben. That was a really forced way of working that plug in. I think it's shameful.
Are you being serious? Are they
ratemypet.com? Go ahead and check it out. Vote for my profile.
How hot's
my
pet?
If you have any profiles you like to post in the comment section of this episode, go ahead and leave your measurements of your pet's collar and size and breed, pet, and.
So short of that, the worst that's ever happened is that I think 1 or 2 times, you know, I met somebody off there that, you know, I really misrepresented themselves in their pictures, but it was them.
But just old photos.
Black
yeah,
and
or, white.
No,
black
or, the, and or, white. Or they do, the tricky angle where it's like
Jesus.
This.
Jesus. Oh, that'll. Yeah. If girls could stop
holding your hand above, that's what I'm doing.
10
yeah.
feet above. It's like, we get it. It's hiding 3 of your chins, but it's not doing anyone any justice because we're going to see them eventually.
Right.
I'm going to pick the ugliest girls I can possibly find and really hope that they're like diamonds in the rough.
You know what I think I'm going to do? I'm going to join a dating site and I'm going to put up photos with the worst angles of myself.
Oh, yeah.
Like the worst photos.
You in the morning?
Yeah.
Like that? Yeah.
Oh, in the morning you think I'm unattractive?
Probably.
You've never woken up next to me, darling.
I'm not looking to try.
You've never
either,
seen.
Right? You know how I feel about white women.
You've never seen after Fuckfest Marathon Shannon. That could be the hottest Shannon. Maybe she just rolls out of bed.
Maybe.
You know? Yeah.
No, I don't look bad in the mornings.
Yeah.
I really don't.
When do you
look your worst?
probably the morning.
Okay,
but
so
still not
I'm
that
saying.
Bad. No, I don't know. Yeah.
No, I had a guy that I had a friend that explicitly. I mean, he said that's what he would do. Is he had these awful.
Hilarious.
I used to make fun of him because his profile pics were terrible, and he's like, well, I just don't want to miss her. Like, if anything, I want them to be impressed by what I actually look like if they choose to meet me. And it's never the same. I mean, even if you're looking at somebody's picture and you think you got him figured out, I mean, obviously when you meet him in person. They're either, I mean, basically, just oversimplify it, they're either not as hot as they were in the picture or they're hotter somehow.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Aim low and you'll never miss your mark.
Yeah.
You know? Aim as
That's
low.
That's your motto for life. Just aim low. Everybody, if you get anything from this podcast, just aim low.
You had to sit through about an hour's worth
aim low,
of it. But
join an online dating site. Yeah.
You're going to get the best out of it. You just gotta scrape the bottom of the barrel, and the good stuff is right under
it's right
that,
there.
Okay? You just got to just keep on scraping, all right? If you haven't found it yet, keep going. Forge through. You've got it.
I don't think we're going to do any more pathetic or fucked up or funny than that. Shannon, do you have any closing remarks? You want to...
Follow me on Twitter. My name's Cheez It Slut. That's about it.
Twitter.com/CheezItSlut.
You can follow us on Twitter technically. I mean, we have one. It's like down in the well, but I don't ever do anything with it.
Well,
I just,
maybe you should start.
I mean, I do. I think of it sometimes when I see funny people doing stuff like that, and I go, that's a good idea.
Do
and
it.
I
get into it. Yeah. Put it on your phone.
Yeah, go and
do you even have a phone?
I've got something.
All right.
I'll work it out.
Someday we'll get this on iTunes. And also, the next show we're going to do is most likely going to feature comedian Joey Diaz, who...
Oh, nice.
Oh, you know who he is?
Yeah.
He's been in lots of movies. He had a comedy special on Comedy Central, I think one on Showtime. We're going to be, you know, really excited to have him. And then we're also trying to get Tom Freund, who's a really great musician based out of Venice, who's worked with Ben Harper, lots of other people in that kind of Jason Mraz, like that realm of tasteful soft rock.
Frat rock.
But
yeah,
he's awesome.
Yeah.
But he's really good. I don't usually like that type of stuff, but he's a great songwriter. Really good lyrics. Really, you know, just.
Sounds like he gives you a boner.
Yeah, I like him. Like, what can I say?
Looks like it gives him a boner, but you can't tell because he hasn't gotten the transplant yet. So if we don't get any of them, we'll probably try to swindle Shannon into coming back.
Oh, Shannon will be back.
Being our
I'll
only,
be back.
Our
I'll
only
come back
always.
Every. You do this once a month, I'll be back every month. Yeah. Absolutely.
Perfect. We've got her scheduled. So we're Ben and Clark. Yes, listen for the next one, downtown.com.